Our text is really the three lessons that were read earlier. I bring you greetings from the saints at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. It's good to be back. The scripture readings for today leave little doubt about the theme, death. That's not something we really like to talk about, especially when you're young. The younger you are, the more you simply believe you're indestructible. That's quite incorrect. And that's why it shocks us so badly when someone who is young or a child dies. We spend a lot of time trying to cheat death because there is a fear of death deep down in all of us. And people know that and they use it against us. So food manufacturers always put on the box new low fat, no cholesterol, or they name their products Healthy Choice or Snack Well. Because if you eat well, you will live longer. Maybe, maybe not. Exercise gyms are booming. If you exercise, you'll live longer. Maybe, maybe not. We all know of the exceptions, those that take superb care of themselves and die young, and then the people that seem to ignore all the rules and live into their 90s. The point is that we'll do just about anything to try to avoid death. Death is the enemy. Even the politically correct language people have a term for death. You are terminally inconvenienced. Stupid. But it does tell us something about what many people think about death. You're inconvenienced. You can't do what you want to do anymore. Well, it's ridiculous to think that we can cheat death. It will happen at some point. If we're trying to cheat death, we really ought to stop talking in terms of what we eat and if we exercise. If we're really going to try to cheat death, we need to focus on another area of life. We need to stop sinning. Get rid of all the sin in our lives. Imagine if the Christian church had an advertising campaign, "Stop sinning and beat death." At least we'd be theologically correct, wouldn't we? If we could stop sinning, we could avoid death, but we cannot. And so this attempt to cheat death is of no avail. It's easy for us to forget about what causes death. The widow in the Old Testament lesson knew. She said to Elijah, "What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" Sin kills. She knew that, and we know that if we stop and think about it. Sin kills. So if we cannot stop sinning, what are we going to do? Where will we flee for rescue? Elijah prayed to God, "O Lord my God, let this boy's life return to him." Then we're told, the Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. When it comes to death, there's only one place to turn: to God. Elijah knew that, Elijah was a prophet who foreshadowed one who would come to deal with death. If only God could conquer death, then God would come and do it. And so he came in the flesh, in a flesh that could die. In the flesh, he stood next to the dead son of a widow. And this time, this prophet did not lay himself on the lad three times and plead with God. He simply spoke a word. "Young man, I say to you, get up." A command. And that young man got up. Who is this? God. He has the power over death. God has heard the cries of people in sin and death. Just like he heard the prayer of Elijah, so he has heard us. And he sends his son. He sends him to die in the flesh. The only one that didn't deserve to die dies. The one who didn't have any sin that condemned him to death dies. The one who perfectly kept the law dies. He dies in our place. He takes our place and he dies to pay the wage of sin. So Paul tells us, "I passed on to you what was of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." Notice he says it's of first importance. It's of first importance because it gives life. Jesus Christ has conquered the sin that brought death. Jesus Christ has the power over death by his own dying and resurrection. The power and the sting of death have been removed with the sin removed. Oh, yes, you will die physically. We all will. But even our bodies will be raised at the last day. Jesus has changed death from the enemy to the doorway through which we pass to life everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. They're removed. With sin forgiven, death has no more power over you. None. You have cheated death. You have cheated death in Jesus Christ. And all who believe in him cheat death. Death loses. The victory is yours. So you see, the theme is not death, but life. So come now and receive life this very day. It's for you. Today, you cheat death. Amen.